Good afternoon, everybody. Just want to request you right in the beginning to switch off your mobiles or put them on silent so that you can listen to the speakers without any disruption. So good afternoon, and as Professor Bhatt already said, tomorrow is going to be the fourth anniversary of the Butler House killings and arrest. The encounter is still within inverted because Jamia Teacher Solidarity Association, which was formed initially with the demand for a judicial probe, and that still remains after 4 years. In the last 4 years, as an organization, we have remained committed to this this cause, to this objective of securing legal help for all those who were arrested in Butler House. Our initial focus was on extrajudicial killings, but it has now also expanded logically to include our attempts to expose various kinds of illegal detentions. The report that is being released today, framed "Damned Acquitted," is about 14 such cases where people were incarcerated for more than 14 years. Some of them 9 years, 12 years. It's not that the number of years are always relevant in all cases, but in this, believe me, it is. If you look at people who've been, picked up, kept, and then released without a single charge against them after more than 14 years. That is the focus of our report, and that is, as I said, illegal detentions that we've been talking about, and also media trials, which I'll mention in a while. Now, over the last few years, we've also conducted various fact findings, investigations. We've published reports, and we've engaged with a lot of legal work. We've also collaborated with various civil society groups and with issues that concern us all. A recent report that we've compiled, which was on, it was a fact-finding investigation carried out by some of us, some of our members, on largely it was, about Muslim youth who had been detained in the Jaipur blasts. Even though the accused were not charged with either conspiracy or execution of the bomb blasts in Jaipur 2008, yet again, many years in prison before they were released. The report that we're releasing today, which is the product of another kind of fact-finding, in which, frankly, most of the material that we worked with, we found it very easily available on the net, which is why it's a pity that somebody else didn't think of doing it before us. With the help of a few RTIs, with the help of a few lawyer friends and some other organizations, we have put together, we looked at these 16 judgments, 16 court cases, 16 terror cases, as they are called, where those arrested with the help, and all of these people were arrested in the main by the special cell of the Delhi police, which is why we are calling it the dossier of a very special cell. That is the subtext, that is the title, it's in the title of our report. So in all of these 16 terror cases, the people who were picked up, all these Muslim boys who were picked up, were accused of being operatives and agents of various terrorist organizations. And you can think of the range of terrorist organizations that all of us are now so familiar with the names. The accused were charged with the most serious of crimes, so war against the state, sedition, criminal conspiracy, bomb blasts, training terrorists, possession of arms, all kinds. And accordingly, the penalties, the punishments that were demanded by the police in the court of law were equally serious. They were either, the demand was either for a life punishment, for a life sentence, or for death, or for a death penalty. Now, but however, what we found in the case, was that in all of these 16 cases between 1992 and 2012, a large number of those who were accused were actually acquitted of all charges by the courts. And this is something, as I said, while documenting the story of these acquittals, we discovered that the acquittals were not because of a lack of evidence, which is something that the special cell seems to be saying in their response. If you see it in today's paper, in the Indian Express, which is carrying a fairly big write-up on this report, the special cell says, that how can we not pick up somebody if we have evidence, right? And that initially, if we have the smallest bit of evidence, we have to produce a person in the court of law. And our argument is precisely this, that there was no evidence. It seems to have been absolutely fabricated. And And in case after case, the police and the prosecution had tampered and fabricated evidence. This is a very serious offense under the Indian Indian Penal Code that can be punished with imprisonment. And our disappointment is that none of these police officers have had to face any kind of punishment. Not only that, they have received all kinds of gallantry awards. They have they've got promotions. They have even got the President's Medal. We are disappointed too here with the role that the media has played in all of the above. In fact, in our report, we call them faithful stenographers of the police. And they have always presumed that the guilty, that the accused are already guilty much before the conviction. In fact, you have headlines saying terrorists released without conviction. You know, so they remain a terrorist right from the time they've been picked up till the end, till the point where they're released. So we are aware, of course, that the 16 cases that we present before you are only indicative of a much larger problem that is affecting our police and criminal system. What we hope for, as the first, as Professor Bhatt said, is for larger judicial and state accountability. And finally, just to end with something that is important for all of us here, as you probably know, a lot of you are very familiar. You've been coming here year after year to listen to the program that we have on Butler House, on the anniversary of Butler House. That is, JTSA is a non-funded organization. We depend on your goodwill and support for help to carry out the legal work that we are trying to do with and our various campaigns. So we would very much appreciate if we got any kind of funding, any help from you in any way. And for that, please visit our website, www.jamiateachersolidarity.org. Thanks so much.